Well, now, whatever about the rain and the travel difficulties, I think a great time was had by many in attendance at the All Together Now Festival this weekend, including our own programme, which I hope you heard last night. More of that anon. But one of the undoubted highlights of the weekend was a concert in honour of the festival founder, John Reynolds, who sadly died last October. That event took place on Saturday afternoon. It featured the RTE Concert Orchestra with a variety of Irish musicians and singers performing the music of Leonard Cohen, an artist intimately associated with John Reynolds. Just after rehearsals last week here in the Radio Centre in Dublin, I had a chance to catch up with some of those who would be performing at Saturday's event, Phelim Drew and singer Morgan McIntyre from Saint Sister, both of whom told me about their own relationship with the music of Leonard Cohen.
Well, it really started from my mum. She's a massive fan as well, and she used to play me his songs on repeat and just point out brilliant lyrics. And I think that's where my fascination with lyrics really started, because he is such an amazing lyricist. He's got so much power behind his words, and they're all so carefully selected and just do so much. So, I just from a very young age, and it's a real, every time I hear one of his songs, I think of my mom as well. So there's that nice added bonus.
I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing.
I got a phone call from Elizabeth Largy and to ask me would I be interested in being involved in this. And, you know, when I heard that it was to be involved at the concert orchestra, I was immediately, you know, felt really privileged to be asked. And you know, I was talking to Brian Furlong, who was one of the arrangers, and I did a lot of my rehearsals with Brian, and you know, it's one of those things that as an actor, and I'm finding the more I'm getting, you know, becoming sort of getting out there with music and that you know, it's a learning curve, and it's, you're constantly learning, and it's just been wonderful to kind of to go more deeply into the world of Leonard Cohen, and a song like Democracy just really feels as if it was written for today. Considering the powers that be at the moment, and the abuse of power, and the need for democracy, and a return to values, and that sort of thing, and so it really feels like a really important song for now.
It's come through a hole. From the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA.
And like anything that's really well written, if you have the privilege to really examine it as an actor or as a singer, it's like anything that's really, really good. Cohen's work reveals more of itself the more that you investigate and engage with it.
You're no stranger to performing with smaller bands, there's no question about that, but the orchestra, what does that bring to, you know, music like this, when you're even in rehearsal stage and the orchestra swells up and you have to, and what does that do to the performers for you? How does it help?
Well, you know, it's I suppose you know you always have to kind of contain your emotions lest they overwhelm you in performance. So you know, I suppose just try and enter into the world of the song, and that's the most important thing, and the words, and if you can manage to stay upright and keep the breathing mechanism going, and convey some sort of message message through the writing, then I think, you know, you can't ask more of yourself, because the support is just amazing, you know.
You, I think, would probably say the same thing, Mum, because you were part of the Joni Mitchell songbook performance as well, which also involved the orchestra. So you can't give in to, oh, I'm going to let these chords swell over me and I'm going to let myself swell up with emotion, because you have to sing.
Yeah, well, I feel like there's a bit of a balance to be had between it, and it's definitely good for, well, I find it very hard to kind of resist that temptation to take the energy from everyone around you and just use it, I guess, using that as a platform to then kind of perform to your best and kind of suck up all the energy around you and hopefully put it back into the world in kind of a coherent, tuneful way. But it is very hard that we just ran Hallelujah for the first time, and it's such an immense song. It's such a big song, and I kind of had forgotten that, or just in the process of learning it, and there's so many verses, I'd kind of got into the nitty-gritty, which was incredibly enjoyable. But then hearing it at such an expanse in the room there with all the orchestra playing, I couldn't stop from smiling and almost tearing up there. It's such an emotional thing to sing that song with such a big crew. I kind of feel like Hallelujah is one of those songs that almost ceases. I feel like it was around before time itself. It feels like one of those songs that has always existed, and it's almost hard to enjoy now. And it's not really, for that reason, it's not my favourite Leonard Cohen song. But then I kind of, in the process of learning it again and singing through it and really kind of delving into it, I rediscovered my love for it. And the reason why there's so many versions and we hear it so much is because it is a fantastic piece of songwriting, and it's a pleasure to be able to rediscover that again.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled.
Hallelujah, one of the songs that was performed at Saturday afternoon's RTE Concert Orchestra tribute to both Leonard Cohen and to the festival founder of Altogether Now, John Reynolds. And it was Phelim Drew and Morgan McIntyre who were speaking to me about that concert just at the end of rehearsals last week. I also mentioned our own performance, Arena. We were there last, we broadcast the audio last night of our discussion, or our panel discussion, with Mo Dunford, Nicola Coughlin of Derry Girls, Alex Murphy of Young Offenders, and Jordan Jones of Metal Heart, where she acted opposite Mo Dunford, and also If I Used to Live Here. Mo Dunford, of course, known for Patrick's Day, Michael Inside, Black 47, and lots of other films along the way, and the TV series The Vikings. You can hear the full audio of that programme on our own website, rte.ie/radio1/arena. But there's a clip up there as well of Alex Murphy and Nicola Coughlin talking about the possibility of getting of Young Offenders in Derry City and Derry Girls together, and the time machine that would be needed for that particular act of drama. So it's well worth looking at. The both of them are in great form, and you can see that particular clip on rte.ie/culture.